News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
But to the MV Hondius, the cruise ship hit by the hantavirus outbreak, currently on the way to dock at the island of Tenerife on Monday, where passengers are due to be offloaded, although some of those have already been removed. With us is Graham Keeley, who's a freelance journalist in Spain. Graham, bring us up to speed on what's happening with the passengers and where they're heading. As I understand it, one man has been removed and a British national currently in hospital in the Netherlands.
Yes, indeed. They were taken by air to the Netherlands. It's a rather curious set of events. One man was taken in originally what was supposed to be the first flight, and then he was changed into another flight and taken on to Amsterdam to be treated there. The original flight then flew on empty, just with crew, onto Rotterdam, presumably so that the crew could be cleared of any infection. Other than that, the ship itself is heading towards Tenerife and is due to arrive either Saturday or Sunday.
And at the point at which it arrives, is it then into quarantine before everybody else can be removed?
Not really. The Spanish passengers will then be flown by military plane to a specially equipped hospital in Madrid. They will be asked to go into quarantine, although that's voluntary. And the other passengers will be repatriated to their own countries by the Spanish Air Force. And they will be presumably treated there or go into quarantine in their own countries.
And who picks up the tab for all of this? Because it is not cheap to repatriate people using military aircraft.
No, it's interesting, isn't it? Because it seems that the European Union will be the final one to do that. They have said they will, if they will take over, you know, the management of this and presumably the costs.
And what about the role of the Dutch in all of this? Because if it's a Dutch-flagged vessel, does that give them any particular position of primacy?
In terms of managing the whole thing, yes, indeed, it does. They're the ones who have to coordinate where the flights are going to go and where the passengers are going to be repatriated to. Although, of course, it's all very complicated because you have, I think, 15 different nationalities in there. So it's a massively detailed operation between different governments, speaking probably through Brussels at the moment.
Now, there was some indication of human-to-human transmission on the vessel. So what's the prospect for the health of the passengers still trapped on that vessel?
It's interesting. This seems to there are two varieties of this virus. One is the New World hantavirus, and it is been reported that the passengers who have come down with it are suffering from that one. And the probability of human-to-human contagion is low, one must stress. However, it is possible, and it seems that this may have happened, although, as you can imagine, an investigation into how this happened is still underway.
Now, this may be a question, Graham, that not only can you not answer, maybe even the shipping company themselves can't answer, but what's going to happen with the vessel itself? Because presumably, A, it is contaminated, and B, people won't be rushing to book cruises on it.
No, quite. I've been thinking about that myself, and I wonder they're going to have to completely decontaminate it, obviously. But restoring confidence, A, in the vessel itself, and secondly, in the cruise line company that was responsible for this and other associated businesses, may be difficult. Even taking cruises to that part of the world might be a little bit difficult at this stage. One imagines, though, that little by little that confidence may return.
Graham, thank you. Graham Keeley, freelance journalist in Spain.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.